Meditation 4.7. Suffering. Introduction. The question of suffering has always perplexed philosophers and theologians, and of course ordinary suffering human beings like us. Why is there so much fighting in the world? Why so much starvation, sickness, inequality and injustice? What are the causes of suffering? The Buddhist view can be summarized in what are known as the Four Noble Truths. First, truth, suffering exists. Every sentient being suffers to some degree. Suffering does not refer merely to severe pain or problems. It refers to any experience that is unpleasant or unsatisfactory. Second, truth, suffering always has a cause. The principal causes of suffering are karma, previous actions of our body, speech or mind, and delusions, disturbing states of mind such as anger, attachment and ignorance. Third truth, there is an end to suffering. We all have the potential to reach a state of perfect peace, clarity and compassion, in which we no longer experience the results of past negative acts or create the causes for future suffering. Fourth truth, there is a means to end suffering. The way to end suffering is to gradually abandon its causes, anger, selfishness, attachment, and other negative states of mind and actions motivated by these, and cultivate the causes of happiness, patience, love, non-attachment, generosity, and the other positive states of mind. And finally, by developing insight into the true nature of all things, we can eliminate the very root of suffering, the ignorance that sees everything in a mistaken way. Suffering refers to all degrees of unsatisfactory physical and psychological experiences. There are many ways to meditate on suffering, and all are for the purpose of generating a deep sense of suffering's extensiveness, how it permeates our own lives and the lives of all others. The purpose of developing this awareness is not to increase our misery. Successful meditation on suffering brings us to a more realistic view of life. By understanding that the causes of suffering lie in our own attitudes and actions, we will gradually come to see that unraveling the complexities of our mind, and thus developing control over our thoughts and actions, is both desirable and possible. Our usual view of life is unrealistic. Most of our pleasant experiences depend on external objects and situations, whose very nature is ephemeral. When these things change or disappear, we cling on, unwilling to accept the reality of the situation. We want pleasure to last and are disappointed when it doesn't. And so we go up and down, from pleasure to dissatisfaction, happiness to unhappiness, all our lives. Awareness of this reality is a step toward eliminating suffering. We will stop expecting people and things to make us happy, and instead see that it is our attitude toward them that determines happiness and satisfaction. Ironically, when we stop clinging unrealistically to things, we enjoy them all the more. Another major benefit of this meditation is that we can see that others suffer in the same way, and as a result we develop more kindness and compassion toward them. However, the main purpose of recognizing the suffering of our lives is to develop the strong intention to do what is necessary to be finally free of it. All unhappy, unsatisfactory, painful experiences are rooted in the ignorance that believes everything exists inherently, in and of itself. Seeing the fruitlessness of this way of existing cuts through all confusion and problems. However, gaining this understanding is no simple matter. It requires tremendous energy to concentrate the mind on the nature of things, to cut through our habitual perception of them to reach their ultimate, pure reality. The fuel that drives us in this task is the desire to free ourselves and others from all suffering.